Good evening, all. We said last time that we're finishing up mitzvah 32, Lamed Beis, the prohibition to do malacha on Shabbos. And so we said last time that one of the reasons that we are given the mitzvah of Shabbos is so that we remember that God is the creator of the world. But there's a second reason, says the Chinuch. Milvad zechiras chidash haolam. Not only is it just to remind us that God created the world, and therefore we rest on the seventh day because God rested on the seventh day when he created the world. Rather, there's another one. Yesh bo zechiras neis mitzrayim. There's also remembering the fact that God took us out of Egypt. How is that relevant to this? Shayinu avadim sham, we were slaves there. We can never rest and ever. Whenever we wanted to take a break and rest as slaves, we never could. Why? Because we were slaves. And God saved us from their hands. And he commanded us that we should commemorate this miracle by resting on the seventh day, because that's when we essentially were able to begin resting after that point. Therefore, in the Mishnah Torah, what is the Mishnah Torah? In the book of Devarim, God mentions this second reason. V'amar sham b'mitzvah Shabbos, that it says regarding the mitzvah Shabbos in the book of Devarim, v'zacharta kievet hayisa beres v'sham, you should remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. Alkein sivcha Hashem elokecha la'asosos yom ha'Shabbos, therefore God commanded you to keep Shabbos. So the second reason why we keep Shabbos is to remember that God took us out of Mitzrayim and he commanded us to rest as a result of that. A few of the halachos of the laws, dini ha'mitzvah, what are the laws of this mitzvah? For example, kagon, mahin ha'dvarim shenekram ikar ha'mlachos. What are those things that we call the main malachos, right? In other words, the 39 categories that we know that the Mishnah and Shabbos delineates for us. So what are all of those malachos? And in particular, what do we want to know? To know what we will become liable for. So in other words, what actions do we have to do that we will therefore then incur liability if we do them? Okay, go on, arba malachos chaser acha shamanu chachamim. Right, this includes the 39 primary malachos that Chazal enumerated for us. But Toldos say not only those malachos, but also the Toldos, the subcategories of the av malachos, of the main categories. The malachos hakalos sha'asru him legadir. Also included is this, in this, is the laws that Chazal came up with, what the Chinuch seems to refer to as like a light malachos, or like malacha type activities. In other words, the things, the gedarim, the fences that Chazal put around the various malachos, the rabbinic mitzvahs of Shabbos to protect the Torah level prohibitions. And also things that we call shavusim, the rest requirements on Shabbos. So sometimes you'll hear that something is prohibited. Why? Because of shavus. We don't want to violate the prohibition of not resting enough on Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal prohibited a whole category of things called shavusim. U'mashalamdu zechron lebracha min hakasuv. And also, a really important law that we hopefully should know very well. If we don't know very well, then listen up right now. A whole category that we say, that Chazal teaches, ki dochen akol atzalos nefashos, that everything is set aside, not just Shabbos, but many mitzvahs, except for the, as we know, the big three, which we've had discussed before, but, and we'll discuss, God willing, probably in the future. So you can push away any mitzvah in the Torah, and Shabbos being the main category of this mitzvah, to push aside to save someone's life. V'chi hazaris l'chalalas haShabbos, and someone who is careful to be mechalal Shabbos b'shvil hasalos nefashos, someone who's careful to be mechalal Shabbos, to save someone's life, what happens to that person? Meshubach, they are praised. That's how important it is to do that. V'hatam, the reason is very simple. The fisha sibas asiyas ha-mitzvah hu ha-adam, because the medium that a mitzvah can be performed, how do mitzvahs get done in this world? Well, mankind has to do, or the Jewish people have to do, the mitzvahs. V'kiyum ha-siba hu kiyum ha-kol. And ensuring that mankind and that the Jewish people are living and that we our lives are saved is sort of like a kiyum to the entire Torah. It's like a perpetuation of the entire Torah. You let one person live, you make sure someone's life is saved, then that means they'll keep more mitzvah. So we like to do that. Therefore, Chazal teach us that we are pretty lenient when it comes to being mechal Shabbos if it's for a sick person, because we never know. So, for example, if a person says I need someone who's sick, and he says, I need you to desecrate Shabbos for me. So we, this in theory could be taken out of context. If you see someone who you know is a denier of the Torah and doesn't keep Shabbos, and he's playing basketball outside, he's like, oh, you know, I need you to break Shabbos for me, so that's obviously probably we would not believe. But in a regular situation, when we have someone who normally keeps Shabbos, and they say I need you to break Shabbos for me because I'm so ill, so we believe him, says Chazal. V'kol chole b'kadachas shochev al eres divai. And anyone who has like a fever, and because of that fever, they're ill enough that they have to be laying down in bed, b'chlal sakanahu l'chalel Shabbos alav. We can consider this person in enough danger that we are allowed to be machal al Shabbos for them. And these laws that we've listed and all the other additional laws for this mitzvah can be found in two mesechas, the mesechas of Shabbos and the mesechta of Yom Tov. What's the mesechta of Yom Tov? Beitza. Chinuch does not use that word explicitly, but it seems like that's what he's talking about, because Beitza does have most of the halachos of Yontif. So with that, we'll stop right here. We have just a little bit more that, God willing, will conclude with on Sunday night. But for now, we'll say Kashalei Preidaschem. It's a little hard for me to say goodbye, but this is the last regular Mincha Maariv Minyan of the season during the week, and God willing, we'll pick up around Pesach time again. For now, we will stop right here.